The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Belle True joins me now. Belle is the Independent's chief international correspondent. Belle, what can you tell us about these Israeli attacks on Doha?
Well, the first way to describe this is completely unprecedented, or at least that's what diplomats from the Middle East region have been telling me. What we understand is that there were strikes basically in the heart of the Qatari capital in Doha. The Israeli military said they were targeting Hamas leadership. They have declined to specifically name who has been attacked, but Israeli media is talking about key Hamas leaders and mediators, including Khalil al-Haya and Khalid Mashal. So these are senior members of Hamas who are in Doha. This has obviously been met with mass condemnation from the Middle East, starting, of course, with Qatar, who said it was a major violation of their sovereignty and a violation of international laws and norms. And that's been echoed by other places in the region, too.
So are we to understand that these are Hamas officials who were in Doha on foot of peace talks with Israel?
So there are leaders from Hamas who are actually effectively based in Doha. They haven't been in Gaza for a very long time. But yes, they were also negotiating or having talks about ceasefires at the time that the attack happened. This is what I've been told. So this is obviously, you know, Qatar has acted as a main mediator between Israel and Hamas and regionally. They've been hosting peace talks there. Hamas leadership are in Doha, and that is where they have been discussing, you know, a plan to, you know, try and bring about a truce ahead of Netanyahu's offensive at the moment, which is ongoing in Gaza City.
How then are we to interpret, or people at home to interpret, this news, given that they've been hearing about these tentative peace talks, or maybe that's overstating the case to call them peace talks, but talks that might achieve a ceasefire in Gaza, and then we've got an intentional targeting of some of those individuals, or indeed their close associates?
Well, I think the deep concern right now is that that's effectively the end of any hope of a ceasefire. I mean, that's even the fear that's coming from the largest group of families of Israeli hostages, who released a statement in the aftermath saying they now have a grave fear hanging over them, and the chance of bringing their loved one home, you know, faces, quote, greater uncertainty than ever before. So that's coming from the families of Israeli hostages who have been calling for a ceasefire and who are now deeply concerned that this will be the end of any talks. I think from the regional side, from the Middle East countries, from the Gulf, that is also another concern. And the fact that this has been escalated by attack on Qatar, which has obviously acted as a mediator and comes just in the aftermath of Qatar coming under fire from Iran in a war that took place between Israel and Iran and the US, is also adding to this situation of deep fear. But I think any hopes of a ceasefire or any talks happening in the near future is basically over.
So almost all countries in the region, as you say, condemning this action, this act by Israel. Is that likely to be the end of it, though? I mean, might that condemnation manifest as direct action? What's going to happen?
I don't think we're going to see any sort of retaliatory strikes, because from what I can understand, speaking to diplomats in the region, they want the level of violence to be reduced. They want peace talks. They want ceasefires. They want some movement forward. But this is going to put everyone in an incredibly difficult situation. And it puts a huge amount of pressure at the moment when Israel is continuing to push into Gaza City, in Gaza, the larger city in Gaza, and, you know, has been releasing new forcible evacuation orders just today. So really, everything is up in the air at the moment. It's unclear exactly how Qatar is going to respond. You know, from the diplomats that I'm speaking to, there is a desperate concern that this could see the region, you know, erupt into something that looks like, you know, a regional conflict. But certainly, you know, that is not what they want. And there's deep hopes that there can be some kind of truce, but that's obviously been made much harder now.
The other images we've gotten used to seeing over the last few days are these tall apartment blocks and these tall buildings in Gaza City being leveled by Israeli missiles. The other direct consequence of this is that is going to not only continue, but that's going to be ramped up, in the words of Benjamin Netanyahu.
I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu has made it very clear that he's going to push ahead with this deeply controversial offensive into Gaza City, and his military have been doing that. They've been advancing. They've been issuing evacuation orders. I'm speaking to Palestinian civilians who have been on the run today and yesterday. Some of them have been displaced 7, 8, or even 9 times, and they have nowhere to go. You're obviously seeing massive, you know, multi-story buildings being destroyed. I think Netanyahu said they've destroyed in total, or at least Israeli officials said they've destroyed in total 50 of them. There doesn't appear to be any signs from Israeli side that they are going to slow down on this advance. And that is certainly what has been approved by the Security Cabinet, that this will see the boots on the ground occupation of Gaza City, total security control over Gaza, you know, continued offensive until Hamas is destroyed, whatever that means. And really what that translates to for civilians on the ground, both Palestinian civilians and the hostages and the captives, is further bloodshed. And that's what everyone is very, very worried about at this difficult time.
Bell, listen, thanks a million for the update. Bell True is the Independent's chief international correspondent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.